As he spoke, Nek realized that he would be confirming the rumors that he and Dalla had been involved personally. But it could not be helped. Everyone needed to know the stark, simple truth if they were to accomplish the goals of shoring up the GA, bringing Dalla back to trial, and catching those who were responsible for his attack. He wasn't surprised that they all accepted the revelation without surprise. They asked who knew he was at Dalla's residence the night of the attack.
I don't think anyone did. Not even you, Asokeji. Did you get my signal?
Boitu had pressed an emergency signal button when he first realized. Well, he amended, first thought he realized who was attacking him. He was not and never would be a match for two Jedi Knights. Fortunately for him, but deepening the mystery, was the revelation that they could not possibly have been Jedi, simply because he was alive to tell the tale.
I did, sir, and help came within moments. Otherwise, you wouldn't have made it. I did, however, assume you might have gone to visit the Admiral, considering we found you such a short distance from her apartments.
Nek nodded. He continued his narrative, describing the two attacking male humans in great detail.
I know I killed one, he said, the one in Jedi robes. I think the other was injured in a fall earlier on. I'm sure you didn't find him.
No, we didn't, said the miniature Dorvan. Though not for lack of trying. We weren't even able to identify the false Jedi you killed. He simply didn't exist.
Nek felt his fur rippling even under the cast as the words sank in.
We know they weren't real Jedi, he said. And we know that someone wanted to make sure he wasn't identified. Someone went to a very great deal of effort and paid a large number of credits to ensure that.
Indeed. Sir, you must keep pretending that you remember nothing. Esquire Boitu, Asokeji, one of you or someone that I personally appoint is to be with the Admiral at all times.
He frowned, thinking.
We might even get a Jedi sentry, now that they're all cured. Given the current climate, it will soothe possible fears and give you added protection. It'll have to be someone we can trust completely, though, and that might be challenging.
Sir, are you comfortable with that?
Asked Asokeji.
No,
Nek said.
Their first loyalty is to the Order. They will think they will have to tell. Who is in charge?
Master Sebatine.
Nek grimaced a little at the thought of that fierce warrior leading the Jedi.
Any Jedi will tell her. And if we try to lie, they will sense it. I might be able to fool the doctors, but I'm not good enough an actor to fool a Jedi.
Dorvan sighed.
You raise a good point, sir. I'd like to inform the Jedi at some point, however.
Agreed. But not just yet. Forgive me, but I am extremely weary. Can we speak again later?
In truth, blackness was already nudging in around the corners of his vision.
Of course, sir. This all smacks of something far deeper than a simple personal vendetta. I have a great deal on my plate, but I will begin following the threads, and then...
As he drifted into a weary but true sleep, Nek Boitu thought with a pang of Natasi Dalla. He then absently wondered if the fact that Wynn Dorvan's droning voice was letting him drift off swiftly into dreamland was a good or bad thing.